Today on Renewing Your Mind.
I pray with all my heart that God will awaken each one of us today to the sweetness, the loveliness, the glory of the gospel declared by Christ.
Well, welcome to this special edition of Renewing Your Mind. I'm Lee Webb, and as many of you know, our teacher and the founder of Ligonier Ministries, Dr. R.C. Sproul, went home to be with the Lord last Thursday. Our hearts remain heavy, but we rejoice in knowing that Dr. Sproul is in the presence of the holy God he served so faithfully. We are dedicating this week here on Renewing Your Mind to honoring the life, ministry, and legacy of Dr. Sproul. You'll be hearing from our teaching fellows and friends of the ministry, and on Friday, we want to share with you a very personal side of R.C.'s ministry that very few are aware of, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that program as well. But today, I'm pleased to be joined by the President and CEO of Ligonier Ministries, Chris Larson. And Chris, the outpouring of support for Dr. Sproul has been such an encouragement, I know, to his family and to us.
For the past few weeks, as his health has been declining, we've been hearing expressions of support and people letting us know that they were praying for the Sproul family and praying for R.C. during his declining days. And that's been so encouraging. So I know all the listeners out there enter into this time of mourning. We feel profound loss. A gaping hole is in all of our hearts. We loved R.C. We're so thankful for the Lord giving him to us for these many years of fruitful ministry.
Well, Chris, I know you were with the family. You visited Dr. Sproul in the hospital in those final days. Tell us how Vesta, his beloved wife, is doing and the family.
They are trusting Christ. They are mourning the loss of their husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather. I would ask all of the listeners to continue to pray for the Sproul family. This is a difficult time for them. Now, R.C. and Vesta were married 57 years, and in the history of the church, I'm just not sure there's been as many marriages as wonderful as R.C. and Vesta. I mean, from the very beginning of Ligonier Ministries back there in western Pennsylvania, it was R.C. and Vesta. And the Lord used that marriage to bless millions of Christians around the world. And so we are so grateful for the Lord giving Vesta to R.C. She is truly amazing. It was a tender time there last Thursday in the hospital. He died there peacefully, surrounded by his family. He was hospitalized because of his severe respiratory difficulties, which were exacerbated by the flu and complicated by COPD.
I think all of us stand in awe, Chris, of just how passionate Dr. Sproul was to continue fighting, to continue preaching, to continue teaching, to allow us to interview him for these radio programs. It's amazing that he accomplished all that he did late in his life over these last 3 or 4 years.
There was no quit in R.C. Even as he was struggling physically, he sprinted to the finish. And that was just so much like him. He was a fighter to the end, a fighter for the truth of God's word. And I think many of us were greatly helped as we watched him walk through this valley of suffering over the past several years, where he struggled physically. And many of us saw this. And you interviewed him recently and talked a little bit about that suffering.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, he had suffered two strokes, and the prognosis didn't look all that good then, but he bounced back by God's grace. And in doing so, I asked for permission to interview him about how he was applying the very truths that he had taught for so many years about suffering and the sovereignty of God to his own life. And I'd like to share a portion of that interview with you now.
When I go to bed every night, I pray my prayers, and then at the end of my prayers, I pray the 23rd Psalm every time. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I mean, what's there to want when the Lord is your shepherd? You know, he lays down in green pastures. He leads me by the quiet waters. He restores my soul. And you go on with that. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I mean, that's reality. When you're not well and you are in the valley of the shadow of death and you know it. And the whole thing I ask for is that I not be afraid. Not that I won't have pain, not that I won't suffer, because we're all going to have to do that. But the worst thing is the fear. And so when he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Chris, it was so encouraging to hear from R.C. himself on this. He taught a series called Surprised by Suffering, and that was the backdrop for this interview. And it was such an encouragement to me personally, but I know to many of our listeners to hear him say that.
R.C., as many millions of Christians know him, was used of the Lord to proclaim and to teach and defend the holiness of God in all its fullness. That was one of the hallmarks of his ministry. And through his teaching, many of us learned that God is bigger than we knew, our sin is more deeply rooted than we imagined, and the grace of God in Jesus Christ is overwhelming. But that journey for Dr. Sproul in his ministry began many years ago when he was in college. And he tells that story in The Holiness of God.
I always go back to a moment in the year 1958. It took place in the dead of winter during my years in college. I was lying in bed one night, and it was close to midnight, and my body was tired. I'd had a big day, but I couldn't get to sleep. And I had this overwhelming urge to get up out of bed and leave the building where I was staying. And so I swung my legs out over the bed and I got into my clothes and I went out into the night. And it was a bitter cold night. I remember it vividly. It had snowed the entire day, long into the evening. But by now, nearing midnight, the skies had cleared. There was a full moon. The stars were bright in the heavens. And it was one of those ghostly moments in a country rural setting after a fresh snowfall where the night was silent and still. And I began to make my way up the street in this little college town. And I made my way deliberately to the college chapel. And then I opened the front door of the chapel, and it was a huge oak arched doorway into a Gothic mini cathedral, if you will. And I walked in there, and I waited a few moments, and then began to walk down the center aisle of the chapel. And finally, I reached the front of the chapel, and there was a rug on the chancel stairs. And I knelt at that place. And the first sensation that I had was a sensation of a foreboding loneliness. I sensed that I was absolutely alone. And then almost in an instant, I was overcome by the sense of another presence. It was almost tactile. It was like I could reach out and touch the massive presence of God. And I didn't say anything. I didn't pray, either aloud or silently. I just knelt there and more or less basked in this sensation of being in the presence of God. And I had an inner conflict of two emotions that seemed to be colliding in my heart. On the one hand, I had this dreadful fear. I was clearly frightened by the sense of the presence of God, and yet at the same time, I felt drawn to luxuriate, to bask in that moment, and I sensed an overwhelming flood of peace come into my soul. And it was one of those experiences that I wanted to continue forever. I didn't want to move. I just wanted to stay there in quiet, peaceful ecstasy.
Well, of course, Dr. R.C. Sproul did not stay there. He would become one of the most influential theologians of the last century. And the story that he just shared was from his series, his classic series, The Holiness of God, a story that's detailed in the first chapter of his epic book, The Holiness of God. And Chris, as we listen to that, yes, R.C. Sproul was an incredible theologian, but he was a wonderful storyteller, wasn't he?
Because he was telling about the good news of Jesus Christ, the greatest story. God called R.C. to proclaim the gospel to as many people as possible. R.C. did this, knowing that the Lord did not need him. In fact, he would often say that he wanted people to know the enduring faithful witness of God's servants throughout church history. And I believe it's because of that that God powerfully used R.C.'s ministry in the 20th and 21st centuries to awaken people around the world to the truths of classical Christianity.
The holiness of God was a hallmark of his teaching over the years, but also his teaching on the sovereignty of God. And with that, I'd like for us to share just a portion of another message from Dr. Sproul. So let's listen.
Because he is absolutely sovereign over everything that happens. And I said, do you realize that if there's one maverick molecule running loose in this cosmos, beyond the pale, beyond the scope of God's sovereign control and authority, you have no reason as a Christian to believe a single promise of the future that God has made. One maverick molecule could destroy all of the plans, not only of mice and men, but of Almighty God, if God does not ordain whatsoever comes to pass.
We all remember different things that R.C. has taught us, and that's the great thing about this ministry that he's entrusted to us, because we have the books, the magazine articles, the broadcasts, the teaching series, the conference messages, and we get to continue to be edified by this great body of work. One of the wonderful sentences that many people point to as illuminating their understanding of who God is, but it also conveys R.C.'s dependence upon the authority of Scripture. He believed the Bible. And as he wrestled through understanding God's sovereignty, as he thought through, who is this God who plays for keeps? He wrote in Chosen by God, and he teaches this in the teaching series as well, you are required to believe, to preach, and to teach what the Bible says is true, not what you want the Bible to say is true. That sentence shifts paradigms. That sentence changes lives. That sentence will reorient your life for eternity. If you rightly understand what Dr. Sproul is saying there, the Bible is the supreme authority for all of our life, because in it we understand who God is, who we are, our need for Christ, and the hope we have because of the gospel.
And that's why Dr. Sproul took so many bold stands over the course of his ministry, right, Chris? Our friend, our teaching fellow, Dr. Albert Mueller, paid a wonderful tribute to R.C. when he said, he never made a half argument, presented a half correction, preached a half sermon, or laughed a half laugh. He was all in all the time. His voice would fill the room, his preaching would shake the timbers, and his passion would spread like a virus. He showed up as everything he was and with everything he believed, every time.
So many listeners have enjoyed Renewing Your Mind for many years on the radio, through the internet, through podcasting. It was rewarding for some of us to be able to see his pulpit ministry flourish in these latter years, where he loved to preach at St. Andrew's Chapel. And he poured himself into that work as a preacher of the gospel. Many of us certainly interacted with R.C. in his days as a teacher, as a seminary professor. But for some, we were able to enjoy him as a pastor and to hear his zeal to apply the truth. And we have a couple clips that we want you to hear from his pulpit ministry.
Chris, I'm sure that many people over the years probably wanted Dr. Sproul to weigh in on all things political. He cared very deeply about the political system in this country, but that's not what this ministry was all about, and he would never allow it to become about that. And in this sermon, a portion of the sermon you're about to hear, I think explains why that was the case.
You know, this is an election year, and you read every day in the paper and watch on the television all the latest polls and all the latest discussion about the candidates that are running for office, for president, vice president, for Senate, for the House, and all the rest. And we get all worked up about it because it is important who sits in the White House. In proximate terms, it's extremely important how the future of this country will work out. But dear friends, I remind you that ultimately it's not who sits in the White House that matters. It's who sits over the White House.
Dr. Sproul could have spent his entire career in the seminary and having a very fruitful ministry teaching future ministers of the gospel. He did that in part, but the majority of his time was spent in getting the message to the people. And he really looked to Martin Luther, because that was exactly what Luther tried to do in getting the message of the Reformation to the people in the pew. And Dr. Sproul's ministry that he started in 1971 was the Ligonier Valley Study Center. And people came there because they knew that there was a teaching center that had answers, had trustworthy answers, could provide faithful answers about God's Word. And Dr. Sproul took this message to the people. R.C. had no idea what the Lord would do through that ministry in those days. He was a man uniquely gifted. And the question comes up all the time, is Ligonier Ministries going to replace R.C. Sproul? Of course we cannot replace R.C. Sproul. He was uniquely gifted to do what he did in his generation. We continue on, and we honor his legacy best as we proclaim, teach, and defend the holiness of God, just as he set out for us. And so we move forward knowing that R.C. would want us to press on in this mission. R.C. was an amazing communicator. He had a brilliant mind. He had a warmth of spirit. He had a sense of humor that just lit up the room. I cannot express how deeply we feel this loss for Dr. Sproul. But Dr. Godfrey, as our new chairman of the board at Ligonier Ministries, asked for prayer for all of us, that we would have the wisdom we need to be faithful and to plan well for the future for the sake of Christ. Our loss is great, but we cannot focus exclusively on our loss. If we did, R.C. would say to us in his endearing manner, "What's wrong with you people?" We must focus on our God, whose strength is made perfect in our weakness. We need to focus on the extraordinary opportunities that lie before us to spread the message of God's holiness and sovereignty, of Christ's gospel, and of the Bible's inerrant authority.
Well, we're grateful for Dr. Godfrey and assuming this role, and the teaching of Dr. Sproul will continue on this program, Chris, because the teaching that he delivered in the 1980s, in the 1990s, and on is as true today as it was when he first taught it, right?
In a world where morality is unraveling and the very possibility of truth is attacked, we need to love God with all our minds. And Renewing Your Mind will continue to push that message out and to strengthen God's people around the world. It was after Thanksgiving, just a few weeks ago, that Dr. Sproul preached what he didn't know would be his last sermon, but now we understand, in God's providence, was his last sermon. It was on Hebrews 2, and I want the listeners to hear how Dr. Sproul ended that sermon.
Beloved, if you come to church every Sunday, every single Sunday of your life, and go to Sunday school every single week of your life, you may still be neglecting this great salvation. Is your heart in it? That's what I'm asking you. And you know, I can't answer that question for you. You know if you're neglecting your salvation. You know that. I don't have to tell it to you. I just have to tell you what the consequences are if you continue in that neglect. So I pray with all my heart that God will awaken each one of us today to the sweetness, the loveliness, the glory of the gospel declared by Christ.
If you want to know what consumed Dr. Sproul's prayers over the years, and especially late in his life, it was for an awakening. Awakening in his own church, St. Andrew's Chapel, but awakening throughout the church here in this country and around the world. And that, by the way, will be the theme of our 2018 Ligonier Ministries National Conference here in Orlando. We hope you'll make plans to join us. Dr. Sproul will not be there with us, but our teaching fellows will, and we will be focusing on awakening. Well, Chris, as we wrap up our time together reflecting on Dr. Sproul, I think it's appropriate that we end with what drove Dr. Sproul, not just as a teacher, a theologian, an author, and preacher, but as a follower of Jesus Christ. Let's listen.
We are to present ourselves as living sacrifices to God, which is our reasonable service. And the Apostle Paul not only preached it and lived it, but he died it. He gave his life as an offering of praise to Christ. Boy, would I like to be able to say at the end of my life and at the end of my ministry that I have fought the good fight and I have finished the course and I have kept the faith.
Chris, we can say with certainty that Dr. R.C. Sproul fought the good fight.
R.C. now sees the object of his faith, the risen Christ, high and lifted up. He now hears the seraphim song before the throne. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
We thank you for joining us for this very special edition of Renewing Your Mind. We would invite you to visit rcsproul.com. There you will find information on the upcoming memorial service that is planned here on the campus that Ligonier Ministries shares with St. Andrew's Chapel. It will be held Wednesday. You will be able to watch that memorial service through live streaming on that website, rcsproul.com. And Chris, if you will, share with our listeners what else they might be able to find there at rcsproul.com.
There are many remembrances from other ministry friends and colleagues in ministry, and the listeners can share their own appreciation for Dr. Sproul's ministry. There's a place to be able to do that. There's a letter from Dr. Godfrey. There is a wonderful obituary and highlights of Dr. Sproul's ministry legacy.
As I mentioned at the top of the program, we have been so encouraged here at Ligonier Ministries about the outpouring of support and encouragement, the many kind messages that have been sent our way. And folks have wondered how they might be able to call in. Maybe you'd like to call in and leave a remembrance. We would certainly appreciate that and encourage you to do that. You can do that when you call us at 800-435-4343. That's 800-435-4343. Chris, thank you for being with us today. I certainly appreciate you sharing your thoughts on this man we so loved, Dr. R.C. Sproul. And we hope you'll join us again Tuesday for Renewing Your Mind. You'll hear from some of our teaching fellows, and I hope you'll join us for that edition of Renewing Your Mind.